What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I don't know what a python is. I'm a gay snake. I can't decide. Yeah, I sound like Lindsey Graham. I should change that. Or should I? Who knows? Oh, thank you, Lindsey. Thank you. Thank you, Lindsey.
Thank you. He never loses.
That commercial, it's like Lindsey Graham helped Donald Trump pass the big, beautiful bill. Thank you, Lindsey.
All of you just say we got to get Lindsey out of there, and there's a lot of you. Like, you never show up to vote him out because he always wins.
It's like people who just like talking crap but don't do anything. They just like to just talk crap. They don't go out and do anything about it, you know.
They ain't about it.
They ain't about it. They ain't out here for it.
You ain't about it.
Okay, so back to the story.
Thank you, Paige.
According to a study, you're not as healthy as you think you are because adults inhale roughly 68,000 microplastic particles indoors per day. That's about three to four per breath.
Especially if you use black plasticware, black containers, you eat food out of those.
So let me tell you something that I thought about the other day, because I said it on the air. I threw away all my, not a particular brand, just any plastic leftover type things. I kept one just to keep weed in. The rest of them, though, is like, I was thinking about it. Like, literally every time you microwave it, you warm it up, like, part of it's coming off. So I was sitting there thinking about that, and I was like, does anybody make, and it, you cut me in on this if you can do it, an inhaler that is not made with any plastics? Because think about that. Like, mm-hmm. the end of it is literally plastic.
It is.
You're saving your life, but you're sucking in plastic. So I want some plant-based inhaler made. I don't have that condition.
Glass. Would that be safer?
Well, if you have a glass thing you're hitting out in public, people are going to think you got some rig going on.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, that's good. What am I thinking?
I sell blown glass. What does that mean? You blow glass.
I'm thinking of...
Only glass I knew was George Glass. That was...
Ron.
Some glass. metals that safe. I don't know.
They want you to use like Pyrex and stuff like that for your container
storage.
That's
what I use.
Yeah, but that, like,
it's expensive.
I mean,
well, you got money. I ain't got money, but you got money.
What about like
you can buy
people who you know our forefathers and
I only had one.
Well, our foremothers.
I wish I had four.
They drank stuff out of clay pottery that they made. So were they like? Was there mud and stuff like in their bowels? You know what I'm saying? Like, is that like where the term drawing mud comes from?
Like a Woodstock situation?
I'm going to give you an example because I started cooking with my mother's cast iron skillets. And she, for years, she would say that's the only thing you should cook on.
Yeah.
And that's why, because you're going to get iron from the skillet, right? Or it's not going to hurt your body, like using the metal. And
but you're not getting iron, like a vitamin, in you off the iron griddle.
I don't know.
No, you're not. I mean, your burner don't get hot enough to melt iron, Paige.
I hope not.
It doesn't, I'm telling you.
I legit think I have one eye that could on the stove. It gets way too hot.
Is it brown?
It gets red as hell. I can't use it.
So these particles.
That's a good story.
It was jam up.
You're inhaling about 3 to 4 per breath, if you think about it. And that's around 100 times more than earlier estimates based on larger particles. So not only that.
What's in some food, too?
You have to think of what you're doing because you're drinking out of aluminum. You're drinking out of plastic. You're
aluminum
exposed
doesn't
to things
bother
that you
me.
Pick up.
As much just because of the stuff they've not that we give a damn about our soldiers. I mean, I do, but a lot of people don't. But you know, aluminum keeps for a while, dude. I gotta tell you, maybe Monday, write a note or something.
Let me grab my pen.
I have an aunt who was telling me something the other day. I had to Google it, I was like, there's no way. And she was talking about stuff that food that used to come in cans, like you know. There wasn't the availability of glass jars at a certain time in American history, you know, and all.
Okay. You mean like veg-all and other stuff?
I want to just, I'll say what she said, and she's losing it. There ain't no way that you would buy canned cooked chickens, an entire chicken that was pre-cooked in a can. Like people who, and again, some of you will disagree. Boiled peanuts out of a can. No,
I've seen them. But
how do they cook it in the can, though? I mean, is it the whole chicken?
They got a hot plate in the bathroom. What do you mean?
Is it deboned?
No, it's like a rotisserie that's cooked, but it's in a bunch of juice and stuff in a can. It's got some congelation around the sides.
Okay.
What about big wieners in the can? Because, you know, they have those, too. They weren't always in
plastic. Only when I'm in the room.
Oh, dang. Boy.
Nobody calls the bathroom the can anymore.
They really don't.
National Lampoon's killed that joke.
Let me go back to the story and tell you why you should care about plastics or other particles in your body.
Thank you.
Well, see, because even in your car, it's 4 times the number of particles than in your home because you're in that area that you're getting exposed and breathing in enclosed spaces.
You know,
spaces.
You all got OtterBox all over your fingers.
So why do you care about these tiny bits of plastic? Well, you should care because they could get lodged deep inside your lungs and into your bloodstream, and they cause inflammation, hormone issues, and even cancer. That's why you should care.
That's what I think about the stuff with vaping. Like,
shouldn't do it.
Not that there's – well, I don't know that it's plastic or whatever. But one thing I wanted to say –
government's going to get you.
And people will say, oh, you're just trying to talk dirty again. But I remember when – Melissa, Adam, and Eve told us about the industry was changing a little bit where they were making glass sex toys.
Yeah.
And I was like, that just seems so, like, to use your word, terse. Just, ooh. But then again, maybe it's for, like, if we don't want to take plastic down our throat, we don't want to take it nowhere.
Uh-uh.
No. Plus, how's that going to work for the male? Like, I'm going to get a pocket blankie that's made of glass?
Ooh, that, ooh.
We did get something made of glass, remember?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That old story.
Are they going to start making Benoit balls out of glass?
I thought it was a ring holder. Like, I thought it's like my grandma used to have this thing sitting beside the dish drain where she'd put her rings on. And now I'm starting to wonder if that's what she had or if that was a butt plug sitting beside
mine
the dishwasher.
Was really pretty and blue.
It was blue. It's a very like that blue like depression cobalt. Glass kind of cobalt glass.
And,
yeah.
And I was going
to go get Nanny's blood.
Put it on the coffee table.
That was the one.
You put it on the coffee table?
No, I gave it away to a friend of mine.
How'd you give it to her?
Him.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. You know what? Not surprised.
Not at all. Not at all. Is the dishwasher safe?
No. I just said, yeah, you can have it.
That's probably spit shine.
That was the thing about those glass dildos. They were like, she said, they're dishwasher safe. And I'm like, I hope you have a separate dishwasher for sex toys and play.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
You do it too, dude.
Right on.
Scene number one. Playing the role of the narrator, it's Paige.
Woo.
Playing the role of Ernie Dalehart is Jeremy Clements. Playing the role of Scrawny Gwen. Batman.
They were scrawny.
Playing the role of Rhoda Harden.
Ooh.
Rhoda Harden.
Is that one? Playing the role of Doug Fruity is also Matt Mann. And playing the role of Lincoln Wang is Paige.
Of course.
And action!
A Facebook post from Ernie Dalehart. It's a shirtless Jimmy selfie. He's drenched in sweat, wearing skin-tight black biker shorts.
Getting after it. No days off. Sorry for the sweat, but the grind don't care. Hashtag beast mode, hashtag leg day, hashtag no filter.
Scrawny Gwen posts an emoji of pinching fingers, signifying small.
The hell that supposed to mean, Scrawny Glenn?
I'm Gwen? Just saying it's Gwen, okay?
Sorry, honey.
Scrawny Gwen.
Glenn.
I'm just saying them biker shorts or short leggings, I don't know what you call them things, well... They got less bulge than my godson's Build-A-Bear, Ernie Dalehart.
Big feet print emoji.
Hold on, Rhino Harden. What's with the Bigfoot emoji?
I meant you got big feet, Ernie Dalehart. That's it. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Tell that eggplant emoji you've never seen, Rhino Harden. You wish in your dreams, ho.
It's Rhoda, not Rhonda.
Dang it.
Or Rhonda.
Rockin' Rhoda. Sweet. Okay. Ha ha ha. I knew Ernie Dalehart and Rhoda Harden did it at Blake Hartwell after the Late Shelton concert.
Oh, Lord.
You meant Lake Hartwell and Blake Shelton, Scrawny Gwen. You deaf-ass smiling laughing emoji. Shut up, Doug Fruity. You knowed what I meant. I also realized that you just confirmed that Rhoda Harden and Ernie Dalehart did, in fact, raw dog behind the Piers Portageon. I love their pizza. Oh, my buck. That says Portageon, not Papa John.
For the record, I was not aroused in the gym, in the locker room, surrounded by 11 half-naked dudes in compression shorts. Now, if I had taken that selfie in the ladies' locker room mirror, Ernie Dalehart would have looked like he stole a can of tennis balls from Walmart.
LOL. Oh, my God. You are wrong for that, Ernie Dalehart.
Okay, first of all, I didn't mean Ernie Dalehart was packing. I meant he's got big feet. Don't you wear a size 16, Ernie Dalehart?
Rhoda Harden is clearly backtracking. I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. Rhoda Harden and Ernie Dalehart did it dog style at Blake Hartwell after the Late Shelton concert. wrong again. That's like saying that you met Travis Swift at the Grand Ole Olive Garden. Ha 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 ha. You dummy.
You know what, Scrawny Gwen? You give yourself to men at bars with carpeted bathrooms. Gag.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Well, Rhoda Harden wears raunchy bras. Yeah, I spelled it that way on purpose. Pun intended, bitch. Get it? Because your bras are raunchy. Because it's hot here in South Carolina. And there's literally like a canal of water that runs down your big totties straight into your belly crease. Like it's the damn Panama Canal.
Yeah.
Sweet Jesus, I just wanted to post a leg day pic. Now I'm the main character in a horny episode of Judge Judy.
Judy Justice, love her. And if I was into women, I totally would.
Scrawny Gwen's got so many guys on rotation. Her uterus needs a deli counter ticket wheel.
Oh, Ernie Delhart's bulge is so small, he's got to sit down to pee or he'll miss the toilet and hit his own thigh gap.
Scrawny Gwen better pray she don't see me at the Blake Hartwell concert again.
You mean the Lake Shelton concert, Ernie Delhart. Doug Fruity tags Lincoln Wang. Guys, this is my guru and spiritualist, Lincoln Wang. Your thoughts on this, please, sir?
Why y'all fight about Ernie Delhart's small noodle? Like last hot dog at swing party tailgate.
Insane.
Wow.
That's got to be the grossest thing I've ever heard on Fussin'. Raunchy
that
bras.
That's a good one.
Raunchy bras.
Raunchy bras is
nasty.
That's one of the best ones I've heard, really.
Here we go. Scene number two. Playing the role of Boris Pecker. Jeremy Clement.
How did I get that one?
I don't know. Lucky you.
I will say, these are the ones that Fatboy
renamed. These are randomly chosen, huh?
Fatboy renamed these and assigned the names. I did the previous one. Playing the role of Ron DMC as Fatboy. This lady got married. She hyphenated. Say hello to Daisy Dukes Constantly, played by me. Matman being Daisy Dukes Constantly. Playing the role of Daddy is Fatboy. And my favorite name maybe of all times. Paige is playing the role of Eileen. Back to crap. And action!
I ain't one to put people on blast, but if you're trying to date Daisy Dukes Constantly, don't.
Why, man? Why you say that?
Not unless you into women that look like they got two Brillo pads living in their panties. Puke emoji.
Oh, man, I've been there before.
Man, I don't know if you have. I hope not, but I thought I was nose to nose with a porcupine for a minute there. Woo!
Are you seriously going to do this right now?
You left me no choice. Besides, I'm up doing a public service announcement.
A pubic service announcement, maybe.
Hell, I see what you did there. But yeah, you right.
Flush sound effects. Boris, you weren't complaining when it looked like you were bobbing for apples for half an hour the other night.
Whatever. I'm just trying to prepare the next dude for what he's up to against. Besides, not like you did anything about it anyway when I asked you to.
Whatever, Boris. You're a mama's boy, bitch. Maybe ask her how to please a woman because you know you need some damn help.
Man, you can't be asking his mom about that. I mean, I wouldn't ask her at least. What in the hell is this? Boris, you talking about my daughter's... my baby girl's bottom beard on Facebook? Like, you ain't got no damn sense.
What the hell is that?
What the hell is you on here talking about my daughter's bottom hair on Facebook? You ain't got no damn sense, son. You better pray I don't see you out nowhere.
OMG, Daddy.
Oh, my goodness.
Log off now.
I will not.
Please log off now.
I will not stand by and watch this ass Hulk talk about what may or may not be going on in my baby girl's underwear. I ain't doing it. I almost cussed just now. I'm so mad.
Whatever, old man. I said what I said. Maybe your old lady should brought y'all's daughter a damn razor. Or at this point, a damn machete might do the trick.
I'm actually with Daddy on this one. Respect the bottom beard.
Thank you. I agree. Respect baby girl's privates.
Dad, seriously. Oh. Flush sound effect. This is not cool. Leave. Delete Facebook. Please, go now.
I didn't even tag her. I was just saying. I knew she'd hear about it, though. Whatever. No skin off my baby bag.
What? Oh, my God.
I want my baby bag.
My baby bag.
Keep talking. Your mama still messages me begging, just begging me to take you back, Boris Becker.
I doubt that. No decent parent would wish that you got going on down there on that kind. On
says,
that kid.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I'm going to ask you to go to an eye doctor, too. You know what? It says the guy who's got a chicken emoji that looks more like a bold cocktail weenie.
Yeah, really? You can't grow a beard, either. That patch on your chin looked like you used some of your own pubes and glued them on there.
You ain't even got a dog in this fight, but you got to take up for your girl, I guess. Maybe great minds think alike, but you also got a jungle in those drawers.
That is a bold statement. Coming from some... Sorry, I'm Daisy...
Shots fired.
I'm Daisy Dukes constantly. That's a loud, bold statement coming from someone who lives with their mom. Still.
Didn't bother you much when we were slopping it on her bed 2 weeks ago. You just mad because I speak the truth.
Look, I ain't saying it again. Quit talking about my baby's fun bun.
Dad, get out of here. Damn it.
Insane.
Oh, wow.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Live from CallRob.com studios in Greenville, South Carolina, where I'd like to stop the rumors of Rob starting a concert for musical lawyers called Lawyer Palooza.
No.
Not happening.
It's not going to happen.
So we're going to offer the idea to Jerry the King Lawyer and see if he'd like to do it. Live from CallRob.com. Happy birthday, celebrities born today on August 1st or...
Suck it!
Whew.
We talked about We talked about this guy yesterday, and since I don't have any...
Walking Dead?
No. This is Game of Thrones.
Oh, shoot.
And since I don't have any music for Aquaman or Lobo...
Jason Momoa.
It is Jason Momoa's birthday.
Oh, gosh.
We'll play. He was Khal Drogo on Game of Thrones. He was lighting the snot out of old Khaleesi in the tent.
What movie did he play like a druggie, like a couch potato druggie kind of thing? It was kind of odd role for him. I can't remember.
I'll say in Minecraft, he was like a slacker. He was like an old video gamer that was past his prime. He owned a video game store that nobody went to.
I don't know if that's it or not. I haven't seen that yet. I did add it. I haven't watched it.
Well, I just spoiled some of it for you.
Oh.
Damn me.
You ruined when you said Eminem was in freaking Happy Gilmore 2. I had watched it and didn't even notice.
yeah, I'm like, is that?
Paige, what do you think?
Is that Marshall?
Oh, I think he's very handsome.
I would agree. I mean, it's fine.
Oh, she would. Yes. She'd jump all over.
I would. But I took him off my list because my friend is dating someone who looks just like him. So
I don't like how women have rational decisions for not wanting to hook up with a dude. You just got to go for it, man.
I can't, like, if I can't date, I wouldn't go out with somebody who has the name of an ex.
Oh, the name? That would ruin
that's
it for
a
you?
Good, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I would not.
And
I think that's a sign from the Lord.
And I wouldn't date anyone who
Lord.
Dated one of my friends or is hitting on one of my
yeah,
friends.
Yeah, you got Eskimo sisters more than you
no,
realize, I bet.
I know a lot, but.
I don't know if you can say Eskimo anymore, dude.
You can't. You have an Inuit sister.
You have a pause. Inuit pause.
Yeah.
You can't anyway.
I'm sorry.
How I'm old go, is I'm going to go.
You say?
Jason Samoa.
No, I know. 49.
Okay, I'll say 47.
Oh, Paige is closer. 46 years old.
46
for
now.
Jason Momoa.
Plus, he's nice.
Has he and Roman Reigns been seen in the same room at the same time? Is anyone know?
Were they in one of the Fast and Furious movies together? Jason Momoa was a bad guy in one of the Fast and the Furious movies. I can't remember if it was
you're
one
thinking
Roman
of another Samoan. That would be The Rock. Dwayne The Rock. This is Cosby Show.
It is Cosby Show. It's a cast member. It's not Bill.
Malcolm's gone.
Rest in peace.
We wouldn't do Bill.
No.
Felicia?
Not Felicia Rashad.
Freaking Rudy.
No, not Rudy.
The weird brother-in-law.
No, the one that works at Trader Joe's?
Right.
No.
Yeah, he really does in real life now.
Thank daughters.
Yes. Tempest Bledsoe.
It is Tempest Bledsoe's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Vanessa Huxtable.
Vanessa. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Well, a lot of people don't realize it's Drew Bledsoe's cousin.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get out.
She had a talk show for a little bit.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Oh, she did, really?
Yep. Because, you know, they go that route for a little bit there. I think Drew Barrymore might not do hers as much anymore.
Oh, I thought she was very successful.
Is she with it?
I thought Kelly
needs to stop doing hers.
Why?
I love her, and I love to hear her sing, but she has a lot of segments that, and a lot of them have these, hey, here's what we're hawking on the internet now. Like,
oh, yeah.
Remember how I was telling you the other day that I've noticed in TV talk shows, the ones that are like 3 hours plus, that last hour, they're just basically selling, like it's QVC Live, they're selling products.
Oh, that sucks.
So I was looking to see what how the ratings go on that. Do you know who dominates afternoon talk shows now?
No.
Jennifer Hudson.
It's Jay Hudson.
Yeah, she's really good.
She's got a good mix of, you know.
That's wild. And she's illiterate, right?
No, that was Fantasia. Happy Place is Jennifer Hudson.
You can't get it right today.
Bah! Sorry. I say with her at the end of the show. Bah!
Anyway, I'm going to say Drew Bledsoe, or Tempest Bledsoe, is, I'm going to say big old 54.
55.
She's 52 years old. But you know what? Kelly does... She does a good job of, like, you know, of highlighting people that you don't hear from because they're doing good stuff for the community. But she'll interview them for like 5 minutes. I'm like, there's nothing there.
Oh, yeah.
Just give them a little
you
mention.
You fly them in for 5 minutes. You might as well just Zoom them.
Give them a little shout out.
You know, this song also sounds like a song called Shotgun by Junior Walker and the All-Stars from the 60s. I said shotgun!
What do you think it is? Like,
shoot
could it be?
About her right now. Dudley Boys.
Yep.
Bubba.
Nope.
Devon.
It is Devon. Bully Ray already had his.
I would have went Big Dick after that, not Spike.
Whoa.
Big Dick Dudley.
Yeah. How do you get that name?
Man,
he
went
Do Right.
Yeah. Do Right Dudley.
Devon Dudley. Cool guy, man, when he had him in here. He was great. D'Lo was too, D'Lo Brown.
Both of them were great.
Because we were debating, like, do we want to ask D'Lo about, you know, Powerbomb gone wrong, but we didn't do it. He does get asked about it, you know, and it happened. Like, he'll talk about it. But
if you're an interviewer or a podcaster or whatever, and you ask him that question, you're a moron. Like, the answer is easily available on the internet. Like, you don't keep asking the same question because they get tired of answering the same questions. Yep. Especially one where, I mean, come on. Things happen. Stone Cold don't hate Owen Hart because he broke his neck.
Nope.
It'd be mean to hate a dead person anyway.
It's like you never know what could happen.
I'm going to say, oh, my brother, testify. Devon Dudley. You know, we have a sales manager named after him. I'm going to say Devon Dudley is, Devon is 56.
55.
Devon's 53 years old. Oh. Just like we're talking about watching a WWE Unreal. I was like, Cody, why are you taking a pile driver?
I'm going
to tell
you
something. Even though Kevin's giving it to you and he's great.
Many people have told me many years that I am paranoid. I don't believe that that show is a work. I watched two episodes of it.
Oh, yeah.
You spoke very highly of it. I absolutely... I mean, yes, of course it's controlled.
You get behind the scenes, but it's still a work.
Yeah, it's absolutely still a work. Absolutely. A work being they're planning. There's altercations that are... It's wrestling, I mean. And it'd be boring if you just sit there and watch Trips and Brother Love sitting there riding wrestling. It'd be boring. You want to see confrontation.
It's real.
Go to the end of the match.
It's real to me, man.
It's a work shoot, I think.
That's a perfect way to describe it.
The dude with the dreads that used to date Courtney Cox.
But he don't have him anymore.
What the initials?
AD.
Adam Duritz.
Adam Duritz's birthday.
Yeah, I know him.
They had him on the documentary about the Viper Room. But he's on there for 10 minutes before they tell you who it is. And you're like, who is this guy?
He like got down with a bunch of hot girls. And he just looked like somebody who stunk.
Yeah. No, he was is very nice.
Then he introduced himself. Like, that's Adam Duritz. He didn't have his dreads or his facial hair.
Is he related to Fred Duritz? Does anyone know?
No.
I'm going to say that guy is 60 came into my mind just now. Give me 9 more. We'll have a good time.
I'll say 62.
Adam Duritz is 61 years old today.
Right in the middle, Paige. We split it.
Yeah.
We're still on Friday birthdays, by the way.
Oh man. Any movie? Or
they did the soundtrack for what I think is the best basketball movie ever made. He Got Game. Public Enemy.
Chuck D.
Chuck D's birthday today.
Great song.
It's a great song. That song would still be good if they didn't sample this song. People say, oh, it's a great song because you remember that the original. Yeah. The lyrics are good.
Hey, fool, turn that down.
Yeah. It's about Penn State.
If I'm coming to a party, I'm bringing the noise. You should know.
Somebody got to have the funk?
I've got a Paranoids, actually.
Oh.
Okay. 66. Like Phillips.
Okay. 67.
Chuck D is 65 years old today.
Nice.
Charles D, if you want to call him that.
We're dancing all over it.
We can't get it right. Did I get one? I don't think so.
No, not yet. I don't think either of you guys got points, do you? How old is this Def Leppard? Or it's not the drummer.
Joe.
It is Joe's birthday. Joe Elliott from Def Leppard.
We met him. Yeah. He talks a lot.
Two moments in my... I feel weird calling this a career, but I guess it is what it is. Two moments in my career that I felt such pride in making something happen for somebody else. Normally, I'm very selfish with that. But my dad, I talked about Alice Cooper the other day, and then my dad loved Def Leppard. And when they played at the Bilo Center, Mark Hendricks got us backstage. And my dad, oh my God. My dad's like, Matthew, I don't know what to do if the drummer reaches out and shakes my hand. I was like, well, he's got another one, Daddy.
This is the best boss you ever had, Matthew.
Got a great picture of I got to run it through AI now. I got to cut a person or two out of it, but nevertheless, it's a great photo.
Clean it up.
I'm going
to
say
bit.
Joe Elliott, not related to Sam or Ness.
Oh.
Ness.
Is.
Elliot Ness. Tommy.
Joseph. 69, just for laughs and giggles. My tummy's okay today.
70.
He is 66 years old today.
Damn.
Happy heavenly birthdays. To Coolio. He would have been
I forgot he died.
Yeah, would have been 62 years old. I think Coolio passed away from fentanyl overdose, right?
Oh, God bless.
He used to cut holes in his hats.
I heard his mama smoked crack rock.
No, she ain't.
It's not even good.
You mentioned him a couple
not
days
ago. Not my mama.
Mama smoked crack rock.
You mentioned this guy a couple days ago. Jerry Garcia would have been 83 years old today.
What a nice man.
And Dom DeLuise.
Day.
He would have been 92 years old.
DeLuise.
Yes.
His name translates to, I guess his mom's name is Louise.
DeLuise.
Sure, he's related to Peter and Tom.
Yes. Where's Harry? Who are you robbing, by the way? Who owes you money and who are you robbing from?
Peter or Paul?
You robbing from Peter, Paul, and Mary?
I thought
they're on tour and you're going to steal all their goods?
I thought you had to grab Peter to pay Paul.
No, you're thinking about the favorite, the famous statue of David's Peter.
Have you seen that commercial? The statue of David. He's like, ever since I started taking, you know, this erectile dysfunction medicine, the crowds have been killer. And like, you see the crowd looking up at the statue, like the whole lobby's full. It is very well done.
Yeah, but the fact that, you know, I don't know, if I die, when I die and y'all decide to make a statue or whatever, and you decide for whatever reason to do me naked.
Oh, Lord.
Hook me over.
Hook it up.
Yeah.
Put me over.
We might have to get some input.
And don't cut my arms and my and nose off either.
I have a small copy of David in my living room.
Copy of
the statue.
Is it made of glass?
No,
it's probably.
My mom got it from Europe. She would go and get naked men statues for her bathroom.
Do women pass those down like guys pass down Playboys toys? Call is Monday.
No.
What do you do with them though? Like you drop them in the thing at Goodwill or what? I think women should bury them.
I kept
like a Viking funeral in the ground.
David, and then I gave the other men statues to a friend of mine.
Let's guess the friend.
Oh, yeah. And guess where he put him.
Yeah. While we came here tonight as strangers.
No.
We leave as friends.
Not that one.
He didn't stick him on a shelf.
No.
Wait, you have more than one? I didn't like that.
I do.
Like, I'm telling you, all Paige's friends, and this is not bad on anything or anybody. It's just a characteristic of Paige. All her friends are either... gay dudes are really horned up mature women.
There used to be an upstate gay liaison, but I swore you took her title.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Paige totally has that. Yeah. Oh, I heard some stuff about that liaison yesterday. I have to tell you.
Well, if you know, you know. That's what they say. Yeah. That's what the kids say. If yins know, yins know.
Another one of those were.
Took my title? What is my title?
You took her title.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. I'm so punchy right now. I can't follow what's going on.
You know, for those of you in the Greenville market listening to us here on 93.3 The Planet, Paige does a live call-in show for music. Call in.
Please.
You have to tell her you got to go. She going to talk your ears off.
Oh, please.
For free. Have a good weekend. Get the podcast. We'll be back live Monday. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands and God bless America. It is good.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Bye, baby. Bye.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.